Big news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pulled off a landslide victory in the UK last night. That is setting off alarm bells with Democrats here at home. It may be a warning to those who mistake retweets for momentum.
The left on platforms like Twitter thought they were building momentum, thought they could win with socialist policies. One commentator today with a lesson perhaps for America again, saying never believe that Twitter reflects the country.
So interesting. And here's Andrew Sullivan of New York Magazine. Listen to what he tweeted today. One lesson from the UK: if the Democrats don't stop their hard left slide, they will suffer the same fate as Labour. If they don't move off their support for mass immigration, they're toast. Ditto the wokeness. Left Twitter is not reality, says Andrew Sullivan. Here now, Mike Huckabee, former GOP presidential candidate and Arkansas governor, now Fox News contributor. Governor, good to see you tonight. I just think that the take on that is so interesting, given where we have been here.
Well, I think they're 100% accurate of what's happening. A lot of people who would be considered elitist or the academics, the establishment, the insiders, these are people who don't really understand the working class. And there are three things that are very common. If you look at Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, they're the same three things that also were true of Maggie Thatcher and Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. And first of all, they were strong personalities. Number two, they were detested by the academics, the elites, and the insiders. They were hated, and they were looked down upon. And the third thing that really made them alike, they showed respect for the working class. Martha, I read an article today by a firefighter, union firefighter in the UK named Paul Imberry, and it was brilliant. And he said, these people who are ruling in Great Britain don't understand that people don't just want economic security, they want cultural security as well. They want to be respected for their views, their religion, their communities, the way they live their lives, and they're sick of being looked down on. That's what we're seeing happen, and it is happening in the U.S., and it's why I honestly believe President Trump will be reelected in a landslide next year.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And one of the things that was so that said so much about this UK election is these Midland and Northern areas, industrial towns that have voted for Labour for decades. And it has to make people look at that and say, you know, are they coming around to a view that Labour is not working for them? It's not moving them forward. And here's Jeremy Corbyn campaigning. Just watch this at home.